Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hello and welcome to another episode of BRB What Goes On Tour. I am joined today by the nicest man in podcasting. It's official. It's John Dionora.
Hi.
Hi, John. Do you like that intro?
Yes. The podcasting universe is not very big, so be the nicest man is it's nice.
I didn't know how else to brand you.
My friend.
My lover.
Not true. this is my friend from America.
My friend from America, John Dionora. Yeah. He is an OG New Yorker. Well, tell us about yourself. Where are you from? Who are you?
Let's see. My name is John Dionora. I am from New York City, born and raised, from downtown Lower East Side, which is super cool now. It wasn't always super cool.
It's trendy.
It's super trendy.
I stayed the first time I came to New York for work 7 years ago. It's a long story. She'll love it because it involves my best American friend, Lily. Mm-hmm. So she used to be the PA in our company and she was tasked with finding me a hotel. And so she was asking my colleague, what's she like as a person? You know, like what kind of vibe is she into? And so apparently Greg said to her, oh, she's just like you. So Lily put me in the Rivington Hotel on the Lower East Side.
Yep.
and it cracks me up because this is inappropriate. It has like free sex toys in the minibar.
Yeah, no. So Rivington Street, I've been jumped and beat up on Rivington Street, on Ridge and Rivington.
It's edgy.
Yeah.
I was like, this is how this girl sees me. And now, ironically, 6 years later, she's one of my best friends.
That's a way to build a relationship, yeah. No, Lower East Side was home. It was until about 2 years ago. But growing up, we used to not walk down certain streets. It was dangerous. My dad was a cop in the neighborhood, so I knew exactly where to go and where not to go. When I was 18, and that's what, 17 years ago-ish.
you do the math, as they say over here.
Yeah. But no, I would go to bars, and they didn't card, and it was super cheap and kind of a little edgy. In the last 12 years or so, it's been very trendy. I think anyone who's comes to New York looks like hangs out there. I've drank with Lady Gaga in the Lower East Side.
Shut up.
Yep, that happened.
What did you drink?
I had a PBR.
What's that?
It's a really bad beer.
What was she like?
She was super normal.
Stephanie.
Yeah, Stephanie. She.
Mate, Steph.
We were at Welcome to the Johnsons. It's a small dive bar on Rivington Street and right off Essex. And it smells like piss when you walk in there. And I was 20, 21. And she walked in and I was there and we didn't talk. She kind of sat next to me, and I ordered a beer, and I looked over, and it was Lady Gaga. It was right when Monsters Ball came out, so it was, yeah, that was fun.
Did you lean over and go, tell me something, girl?
Yes.
Aren't you tired in this modern world?
Yeah, that was a long time ago, so I actually...
Do you need more?
Keep going.
Ain't there something more? Join him whenever you want. I'm searching for. Yeah. I'm bar. No?
No. Okay. I'm pointing at you.
Thanks, John.
Great.
Sorry, you were about to tell another anecdote and my singing derailed us once again.
No, so that was it. So I grew up in New York and I recently moved to Jersey City because it's cheaper and it's becoming trendy and that's great. I've been working in podcasting now for 3 years to the day almost.
What? Congratulations.
Yeah, I quit my last job 3 years ago yesterday.
Wow.
No, 3 years ago today.
3 years in November. Podcasting is like 30 years in any other industry.
Yeah.
The amount is growing.
Yeah, no, it's been a good ride. And then I met you, what, like a year and a half ago?
Yeah.
And then...
Your world changed.
Everything changed. I've been trying to get out of podcasting ever since.
Well, thanks for that. I'm actually very excited because we've never had an American on this podcast before. So I'm really hoping that you have some interesting perspectives for us. Like last night, an American asked me, because we're in New York currently, an American asked me what my favorite place in America was. And I said Palm Springs, and she gave me a lot of shit for that.
Have you ever been to Palm Springs?
Yeah, twice.
Okay. That's a good place.
It's great.
Yeah, it's nice and sunny and...
It's cool.
Yeah.
It's got everything.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's not about me.
And palm trees.
Palm trees. Not about me. This is about you.
Me.
What, John Dionora, is the best holiday or trip you have ever been on? I feel like we're on a game show, sorry.
Yeah, so my best holiday I've ever been on was a trip to Europe.
Oh.
We're leaving America really fast. I've always wanted to travel. I've always wanted to go to Amsterdam. When I took this podcasting job, my girlfriend, she said, where do you want to go? Let's go somewhere warm, like Palm Springs or Hawaii or the Caribbean. Or Caribbean. How do you guys pronounce it?
Caribbean.
Caribbean, yeah. And I said, no, I want to go to Europe. So we did London, Belgium, and Amsterdam.
That's so American.
So American.
City, country, city. London, Belgium, yeah. Amsterdam.
So, yeah. London, Bruges, Amsterdam.
Yeah.
I thought Bruges was really nice. Mm. One day. Can't do more than one day.
Expensive.
Yes.
It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
Sorry to all our Brugian listeners.
Yeah. All 17 of them.
17,000, like.
1,000.
Yep.
And then Amsterdam was a fun trip. That was the highlight. You know, outside of being in Europe, the culture in Amsterdam is something that's very unique. You don't see this anywhere in America. The bike culture is real. The food scene was a lot different than I thought it was. And that was a great 3 days. I got an Airbnb.
Mm.
In the Airbnb, they had 30,000 records.
What?
Yeah, it was really cool. They had floor-to-ceiling windows facing the red light district.
Oh, I see. That's why it was so good.
Yeah. So many records, and then I got stoned and listened to, I think, 4 Prince albums. I think he just passed away, so I was in a Prince kick.
Oh, no. It sounds a bit emo.
Yeah, but the best part of the trip, by far, was I bought Stephen Hawking's book, A Brief History of Time, and I was like, I'm going to read it on the trip. It's going to be my travel book. So I got stoned, and I started reading, and I realized very quickly I understood how the universe works. And my mind was blown. So I put a marker in the book and I went to sleep. And the next morning I woke up and I was on page 7. And that was the best trip I've ever been on. Yeah.
He's still stoned now.
I didn't fall, I promise.
I think the reason I like Amsterdam is twofold. One, it's a really accessible city. Like, you can get a real sense of it quite quickly, unlike a lot of other cities I've been to.
Yeah.
And also, long-time listeners of the podcasters will know that's where me and Eleanor met and fell in love.
Oh, that's nice.
Eleanor, normal co-host.
In the red light district?
Yeah. No, she was in a window. I bought her. No, we actually ran the Amsterdam Marathon together. Well, no, she ran the half. Whatever. It's not a competition.
Yeah.
But if it was, I would have won. Okay, cool. So I like it. We've not had Amsterdam on this podcast before. What is the worst trip or holiday or travel experience you've ever had?
Yeah.
And don't say going to Orlando with me in August.
That was pretty bad. Yeah, that was a bad trip.
What?
It was hot down there. It was like 99 degrees.
And stormy.
It was, yeah. And a lot of podcast companies talking about there.
It was must have been really hard to maintain your facade as the nicest man in podcasting when you've got so many podcasting people talking at you for 3 days.
3 days. Podcast. No, worst trip. So it wasn't the worst trip per per se is the word strip experience. So I did, for my honeymoon, I did Hawaii. And Hawaii is beautiful. And it's magical. And you know this, and we've been talking about this for a while, but my favorite movie is Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Which is also my favorite movie, as listeners to this podcast and my previous podcast will know well.
Yes. So this is how we connected. so we got married in April.
Like, no, we didn't.
Not
you
we,
and,
me
you
and my
Kirby
wife.
Did.
Me and my wife, Kirby. Got married in April. We're like, we're going to Hawaii. So we did an 11-day trip. We flew out there and we went to Kauai first. Kauai is a small island more west. And it is the same island where they filmed Jurassic Park. So picture that. That's the island. There's not a lot of people there. It's like a very tropical island. It's a big, giant tropical plant. It's beautiful.
Wait, didn't they also film Lost down there?
Yeah.
Another of my big passions.
It's just one of the few places in the world that it hasn't been touched by big corporations.
Mm.
And,
cool.
So as we were going on the honeymoon, we go to the airport and we're like, hey, we just got married. Can we get an upgrade? No. We get to LA. Hey, we just got married. Can we get an upgrade to go to Hawaii? No. We get to the, I think it was Maui. And we upgrade? No. Get the Kauai. Can we car upgrade? No. Now it's 2 o'clock in the morning. We get to the hotel in Kauai and we don't even ask. We're just so annoyed. And I take off my hubby shirt and my wife takes off her wifey shirt. Yep. There's a picture somewhere. Before we know it, the guy's like, hey, you guys got married. We're going to upgrade you. So we get this huge suite. 3 bedrooms, what is it?
Sweet.
2,000 square feet, which is...
It's bigger than my apartment.
Yeah, it's massive. It was huge. 2 bathrooms, it's relevant.
Oh.
And then so we're going out in Kauai. We had all these trips planned and a boat tour and a helicopter thing. And then on day two, we both got to dinner off the beaten path. We both have ceviche and we both get 3 days worth of food poisoning.
It's another shit story.
Yeah, but that was, I'm not going to go into details, but I was in Hawaii in this beautiful suite on the most magical island with the most magical person, and we were both violently ill.
And this was the start of your honeymoon?
Start, yeah. And then by the time we got healthier, we had to go to Maui, second part of the trip. So there I am carrying like all these bags. I think I lost 10 pounds, which if you know me, it's a lot of weight. And then the first day in Maui, because I was traveling and carrying stuff, I basically got heat stroke. So I was sick again for another 2 days. So on an 11-day trip, I lost 5 days. and
10 pounds.
And 10 pounds.
I always ask this now on this podcast. Would you recommend the Maui diet?
The Maui, yeah. This is, yeah, don't eat raw fish.
You know, the worst thing about is we're recording just before lunch, and my lunch I just went to get, and it's sitting on my desk, and it's ceviche.
I saw that.
Oh, my God. Did you just make this whole thing up?
No, this is a true story.
Oh, my God. Synchronicity.
After the pod, I'll show you a picture of me saying I'm alive, and it looks like I lost 10 pounds.
Please send it, and we'll use it on our socials.
Yeah.
Everyone want to see that. Sorry to hear.
Yeah.
Oh, John.
Beautiful island.
So your honeymoon, do you not have good memories of your honeymoon?
No, I did, actually. Honeymoon outside of that was really great. This is big, giant volcano mountain in Maui that we climbed and then rode bikes down. So it was 90 degrees on the sea level, but when we got to the top, it was about 32. And it's...
What degrees Fahrenheit?
Oh, sorry. That's zero.
Oh, so it was a zero.
0 degrees Celsius.
Okay.
And then I guess 26 Celsius.
Right, got it. Thank you for the translation for our British listeners.
I forget. Very British. No, so we got to the top and the sun rises. And when the sun rises... when the sun hits the crest, you see a green flash that you can't capture on video or on a camera. And then there's a lot of Polynesian chanting, very, very paganish style of life. And then when the sun's finally up, we all ride bikes down this big hill. And it's scary because you're going straight down a hill and there's cars flying past you. But that was a good part of the trip. And then every day you see a rainbow in Hawaii. It is magical. You should go.
I want to go.
Yeah, go.
I've wanted to go ever since I first saw Forgetting Sarah Marshall and then The Descendants.
Sorry. When we were sick, Forgetting Sarah Marshall was on the TV, so we watched that.
Happenstance.
Yeah, that was silver lining. We watched Forgetting Sarah Marshall in Hawaii. That's it.
It was like an immersive film experience.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen,
premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Yes.
So, you don't have to answer this question if you don't want to. Have you ever had a holiday romance?
Yes. I was 16.
Oh, yeah?
I was in Aruba.
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I want to take you, Bahama, come on, Key Largo, join in at any point, and here we go, and the Florida Keys, way down in, sorry, yeah. So
Kokomo doesn't exist. It's not a real place.
Really?
Yeah. That's fake. Everyone else is real. Kokomo doesn't exist.
They just made it up because it fit in with the rhyme.
Yeah, so they got paid to do that song. I think they got paid for a movie, and then they Sesame Street kind of stole it and made it into like a whole thing. But Kokomo is not a real place. It's a magical place. That's what they call it. Like
this yeah. is.
Yep.
I'm so glad we brought this up. So you were 16. You were in Aruba.
Yeah. So drinking age in the States is 21. Drinking age in Aruba is 16.
Wow.
So I met some irony. I met some people from New York who were going to my high school.
Oh.
Yeah. I didn't know them, but they went to my high school. I know them now. And then we met a couple of girls from the sister high school. And then I had a fling with one. And that was it. 16.
Do you still know her now?
Nope. Couldn't even tell you her name.
You dirty dog.
I really don't know. But that was it. And all my other trips and holidays since then have been with family and or girlfriends and wives. One wife.
You're not Mormon.
No. Not Mormon. So no, there hasn't been many of those.
Okay, so if you could go anywhere, what's on your bucket list? The ultimate place you'd like to go that you haven't been, that you want to see?
Yeah, so the U.S. outside of what you see in the news is a very beautiful country. In the middle of a country from, specifically in the north side, there's a lot of national parks. So my bucket list is to drive from New York to Seattle, which is end to end.
Mm.
And then on the way, I need to see Mount Rushmore. Mount Rushmore is a mountain.
Count Rushmore.
Count, yeah.
Count Rushmore.
Friends reference. I like this. No. So Count Rushmore created Mount Rushmore. And Mount Rushmore is a tourist stop in South Dakota, which is population 10,000. But there's also like Yosemite National Park. And there's always other national parks on the way that are just truly beautiful. And it takes a full month to really do. So that's the bucket list.
A road trip for a month?
Yeah.
Why, how far is it to drive from New York to Seattle?
So New York to Seattle or New York to LA typically is a four-day drive nonstop.
So 4 days straight to drive from New York to LA.
So you figure you want to stop on Chicago, and Cleveland has the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
But I thought we were going to Seattle.
I am. So it's on the way. So it goes to New York. You get on a highway called Highway 80. And 80 goes directly from New York to the West Coast. So now, here's some fun facts. highways in America that are even numbered go east and west.
Right.
And odd numbers go north and south.
Wow. That's so practical.
Yeah. So Highway 80 goes directly across. And on the way, it's New York, all Pennsylvania. Then you go to Cleveland, Chicago. You eventually hit, you know, the flat part of America where no one hangs out and it's just tornadoes and it's Wizard of Oz stuff. Then you get like Mount Rushmore, that's in South Dakota, and then you go into the Rocky Mountains, and that's where all the national parks are. And then you get to the West Coast, and then the West Coast you have Washington State, Oregon, which is below that, and California, which is the rest. So Washington State has Seattle, and that's where grunge and Hendrix and everyone's from.
And Starbucks.
Starbucks.
And Meg Ryan.
Meg Ryan?
Only in the film.
Oh, yeah. Oregon
actually,
is...
Actually, that's a lie. Sorry, she was actually from New York in the film.
Yeah, she was.
No, she was. Well, yeah,
which film? There's two films.
Sleeps in Seattle.
Okay, because You Got Mail is in New York.
Anyway.
Yeah, so that's the bucket list trip.
So you do it over how long?
I would do it over a month. I want a full month.
That's interesting because no one has ever picked a bucket list trip from their own country before.
Well, here's the thing. In America, there's two types of people. People who want to see America and people who want to see the world.
People that have passports and people that don't.
Yeah. I have a friend who left America to go to London, UK, and he's been there for 4 years now. He's traveling Europe. That's his goal. He's actually applying for citizenship now.
Oh.
I will.
Good luck.
Yeah. You don't want him.
No, he's not European.
His name is Kyle.
Kyle. Hi, Kyle. Okay. No, I like it. I mean, I love traveling in America. I'm up for it. Not that you invited me to come on your road trip, but it sounds like a good one. And I've always wanted to go to Seattle and Portland and all of that side. So I'm down. What is the best food or drink you've ever had?
Not ceviche in Hawaii.
Yeah.
So I love New Orleans. New Orleans is one of my favorite places to go visit. That's in southern U.S. It's in the Gulf, so it's next to Texas, and their food there is amazing. So they do a lot of fish and Creole style stuff. And
po' boy.
Yep, po' boys. Have you been?
No, I want to go. I had a po' boy in L.A. recently in the farmer's market. It probably wasn't very authentic, right?
It's all in the bread, right?
I like it.
The bread makes it good.
Yeah, the sweet bread.
Yeah, it's like a French kind of sweet
brioche.
Bread.
Brioche.
Brioche, right?
Brioche.
Brioche. Yeah, I can't do that. So yeah, New Orleans has the best food and drink. They have great cocktails and they have an old school southern kind of charm to it. Also in Charleston, I was there a couple of weeks ago. That's probably the best culinary experience I had was in Charleston.
Mm.
They have a very proper white tablecloth setting with really good food, great shellfish. And really good cocktails. Great bourbon.
Oh, yum. I'm in.
Yeah, you should go. Yeah, Charleston's a great, 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 great place.
Well, I want to go to, I want to go all around there next summer. I know it sounds crazy, but we're going to Dallas next summer, remember?
Oh, yeah.
And I want to drive up to Nashville afterwards.
Yeah, Nashville. You could do Memphis, too.
Not far.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I'm hungry now for a po' boy. That's the second time someone has picked a po' boy, is there?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's popular.
It's popular. Now, I've had an alligator po' boy before, and that was weird. Very rubbery.
What does it taste like? Yeah, rubbery.
Rubbery chicken.
Yeah. Oh, God.
But you have to try it, right? Like, if it's there, it's on the menu. It's like going to Iceland, right? You go to Iceland, they have puffin and whale.
I don't know if that's very PC, eating puffins and whales.
But it's legal there, so.
Just because you can. I can't speak. Just because you can. They spent so long figuring out if they could. They didn't stop to think whether they should.
Yeah, but they should and they could. It wasn't that great.
Okay. And final question.
Mm.
Because my ceviche is waiting for me. What is the most annoying thing that people do on vacation? That's what you call it over here, sorry.
On holiday?
Yeah.
From people I'm with or people I...
Whatever.
People. So there are...
There are two types of people.
There are two types of people in the world. People who've never traveled before and they save up all their lives and time and money to go to Disney World. So part of that terrible trip to Orlando, I had to fly from New York to Orlando. And there's a lot of families who spend years saving up pennies and dollars just to take their kids down there. So when they travel, you can't get angry at them for being, you know, unfamiliar with the security procedures and or being very like weird on a plane and because it's the first time typically traveling, right? Because Disney is so expensive. It's a family of four for a week can cost you $10,000.
What?
Yeah, that's a fact. Yeah.
Can we get that fact checked, please? Thank you. I was just speaking to the producer. Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Producer.
Miss. Wow, sexist. Carry on.
Wearing a hat. But people who do travel, and you know that they're traveling, who aren't paying attention to the lines moving, or especially here in the States when you're on a security line to get onto a into an airport, people not realizing that they should remove certain things and then hold up the line or just not consider it, realizing there's 500 people behind you, that drives me insane.
Wow.
So people who are not aware of their surroundings when they are not newbies.
That's a very specific.
Yeah.
It's a very specific gripe that you have there. I know what you mean, though. When you're in the security line and people are like, what, I have to take my laptop out? What, I have to take my coat off?
You get on a plane and somebody sits in your seat and you say, that's my seat. And they're like, oh, does it really matter?
Yes.
Yeah. No, it's they don't know any better. But when they, on coming back from Orlando, that happened to me. Somebody sat in my window seat that I reserved because I wanted to sleep. And she did not want to get up. And quite frankly, it was 6 a.m. and I did not want to get into a fight. So I took the aisle.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you went red rass on her.
No.
That's why you had such a bad trip, because you killed a woman and you went to jail.
I'm the nicest person in podcasting.
You are. This is a nice callback.
Yeah.
A nice way to finish. I mean, John, this has been great because I've learned a lot about you. It's great to have an American on.
American.
Who has also traveled, has America. Left the country.
Left the city.
Left the city.
Yeah.
No, but seriously, John, thank you for being a wonderful guest. I hope you enjoyed your experience.
Now, you've been a wonderful guest in our office.
Oh, stop, you guys.
Yeah.
So find John online. Just search The Nicest Man in Podcasting and he'll pop up.
Yep.
Thanks for coming on. Thanks for listening, everyone. See you next time.
Bye-bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
The secret to visibly firmer, summer-ready skin is here. Osea's number one best-selling Andaria Algae Body Oil, clinically proven to instantly improve skin elasticity and transform dull, dry skin to silky, soft, and unbelievably glowing. Rich yet never greasy, Andaria Algae Body Oil is formulated with sustainably sourced seaweed to help replenish the skin's moisture barrier, and 7 nourishing active botanical oils for results you can see and feel all over. The best part? Its signature scent. A blend of freshly squeezed grapefruit, cypress, and mango mandarin transports you to sun-kissed summer days. This all-natural scent is unforgettable. Everything Osea makes is clean, vegan, cruelty-free, and climate-neutral certified, so you never have to choose between your values and your best skin. Get healthy, glowing skin for summer with clean, vegan skincare from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code GLOW at OseaMalibu.com. That's OSEAMalibu.com, code GLOW.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.